今天我们跟大家讨论一下。
Today, we'd like to discuss with everyone about
有神论和无神论对这个世界的影响。
The impact of theism and atheism on this world.
整个的现代发达的国家几乎都是基督教文化的国家。
The vast majority of modern developed countries are Christian cultures.
基督教对这个世界影响为什么这么巨大？
Why has Christianity had such a huge impact on the world?
难道仅仅是因为相信基督教有一个最终的审判？
Is it just because of the belief in a final judgment of Christianity?
然后我们在这个世上不做亏心事这么简单吗？
Then isn't it so easy for us to make a living in this city?
不是的。
No.
如果是这么简单，
If it were that simple,
中国文化当中也有一些下地狱的概念。
There are also some concepts of going to hell in Chinese culture.
但中国人为什么不恐惧呢？
Why don't the Chinese people fear?
这个概念其实我们要追溯到柏拉图的理想国去思考这个问题。
This concept actually needs to be traced back to Plato's Republic to think about this issue.
有一句话说，
There is a saying that
整个的西方世界的现代文明都是给柏拉图做注脚的。
The entire modern civilization of the Western world is a teacher for Plato.
也就是说，
That is to say,
你从柏拉图那里
From Plato,
你能找到整个西方文明的某种源头。
Can you find the source of Western civilization?
打开柏拉图的《费多篇》，
Open Plato's Flying Book,
你就会看到一个非常详细的描述。
You will see a very detailed description.
他说，
He said,
人分灵魂和肉体两个层面。
People divide the soul and the body into two levels.
灵魂是存在的。
The soul exists.
那么灵魂的存在的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of the existence of the soul?
灵魂存在的意义就是要不断地去爱智慧。
The meaning of existence is to constantly love and pursue wisdom.
就不断地要学习。学习的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of constantly learning and practicing?
不断地提升你的精神。
Continuously improve your spirit.
在柏拉图学院学什么？学形而上学，学自己怎么能够看到真相。
What to study at Plato's Academy? How can one see the truth?
真相是什么？
What is the truth?
是一种抽象的规律。
A pattern that is abstract.
离开现象，看到本质的东西。
To see the essence, avoid the superficial.
那么精神的自存导致了最后精神可能进入到永生不死的状态。
Then the mental self-preservation leads to the final mental state of eternal life and immortality.
为什么？靠近了真理，真理是永恒的。
Why approach the truth? The truth is eternal.
所以从这个意义上来讲，
Therefore, from this point of view,
每一个哲学家都是在这个世上要学会死亡的哲学家。
Every philosopher is a philosopher who must learn to die in this world.
学会超越自己肉体的局限。
Learn to transcend the limitations of your physical body.
而进入永恒世界。
And enter the eternal world.
升华到天国的那个概念。
The concept of going to hell to die.
在柏拉图的概念当中。
In Plato's concept.
所有的哲学家们未来都集中在天国当中。
All the philosophers are gathered in heaven.
因为哲学的纯粹的思考摆脱了肉体的羁绊。
Because philosophical thinking is purely intellectual and free from the constraints of the body.
啊，那么在费多篇当中，
So in the African film,
它有个非常朴素的描述。
He has a very simple description.
他说，只有自存的东西才能靠近自存的东西。
He said that only things that are self-contained can approach things that are self-contained.
两个纯粹的东西才能合二为一。
Only two pure things can be combined into one.
也就是说，只有精神被提纯以后。
That is, only after the spirit has been purified.
精神才能够更加接近自存的那个真理。
Only through spiritual practice can we approach the truth of self-preservation.
因为真理是自存的，
Because truth is self-subsistent,
纯粹的东西。
pure things.
这个概念导出了整个的西方的知识分子。
This concept has led to the entire Western intellectual community.
把现实世界当中的这样的一个思维的修炼
，Cultivating a mindset that treats the real world as
作为登上天国的阶梯，
a ladder to heaven.
而整个人生的状态就是不断的这样的向上升的。
And the entire state of one's life is constantly like this, constantly being born through awareness.
所以，追求精神的永恒和追求精神的价值。
Therefore, pursuing spiritual eternity and pursuing the value of the spirit,
牢牢地嵌入了西方人的心里。
deeply embedded in the psychology of Westerners.
为什么西方人更在乎精神上的价值呢？
Why do Westerners value spiritual values more?
更在乎价值这个概念呢？
More important is the concept of value.
中世纪这把精神的价值上升到一个无以复加的地位。
In the Middle Ages, the spiritual value was raised to an unprecedented level.
虽然走偏掉了
，although it's gone astray,
但是中世纪的存在表明了西方文化对精神当中的一种高度的重视。
However, the existence of the Middle Ages shows that Western culture highly values the spiritual.
这是我们文化当中没有的现象。
This is a phenomenon that is not present in our culture.
我们文化当中没有一个把精神看得至高的时期。
In our culture, there is no period that highly values the spiritual.
除了我们竹林七贤。
Besides, we have the spirit of the righteous.
有一些浪漫主义的运动方式。
There are some romantic ways to exercise.
有一些在大自然当中散发自己自然本性的那个概念。
There are some concepts that are about the natural properties of nature.
但是依然没有把人类的这个知识的概念作为这样的一个修行的法则。
However, it still did not treat the concept of human knowledge as such a self-imposed rule.
所以你就会看到科学产生在西方的主要原因是什么了。
So you can see the main reason why science originated in the West.
因为是内在这样一个驱动力。
Because it is an internal driving force.
不这么去理解。
Don't understand that way.
那你的灵魂将如何安处呢？
Where do your soul reside?
为什么我们很多人相信有神呢？
Why do so many of us believe in God?
这是你活着的唯一的可能，唯一的希望。
This is your only and perhaps only hope.
所以整个西方人在这样的一个推动下，
So under such pressure, the entire Western world
支持在这样的一个推动下，
With this impetus knowledge,
每一个人都要成为一个爱智慧的人。
Everyone should become a lover of wisdom.
爱智慧是什么？
What is love?
爱智慧的人就是希望自己灵魂不死啊。
Those who love wisdom are those who hope their souls will not die.
所以人们在这个世界上就要经过现实的炼狱来最终接受审判，担定的神曲。
Therefore, people in this world must go through the real hell to finally accept the quiet song of judgment.
为什么对这个世界有那么大的影响？下。
Why does it have such a big impact on the world?
地狱和炼狱。
Hell and hell.
然后在上升天堂的过程是经过了人类的灵魂。
Then, the process of ascending to paradise is through the souls of humans.
在什么世间的洗礼。
In what world's baptism?
人类的灵魂。
Human soul.
只有在这个世界。
Only in this world.
经过这样的洗礼。
After such a baptism.
你才能够上升到天堂。
You can only ascend to heaven.
才能够自存自善。
Only by being self-sufficient and virtuous can one survive.
才能够有这样的一个精神的提升。
Only then can there be such a spiritual improvement.
你才可以摆在天平上接受上帝最终的审判。
Only then can you be placed on the scales to be judged by God.
或者经过审判的时候。
Or when the judgment is made,
你才能合格。
You can only pass.
才能上升天堂。
Ascend to heaven.
所以在西方社会不是活着就好。
Therefore, in Western society, it is not necessary to be alive.
而是要活着有价值才好。
Instead, it's better to be alive and have value.
而这个价值是需要在这个世界上讨论的。
And this value needs to be discussed in this world.
尽管上帝是最终的审判者。
Although God is the ultimate judge.
我们在这个世界当中没有定论。
In this world, there is no absolute truth.
但是我们依然要谨慎地活在这个世上。
But we still have to live cautiously in this world.
就像苏格拉底所也讲的一样。
Just as Socrates also said,
未经思考的生活不值得过。
A life without thought is not worth living.
就让我们在世界上。
Let us in the world.
对我们每一个人的言行自己有一个考虑。
Every action we take should be considered by ourselves.
而这个考量是可以跟天国当中那个至善的理念是相似的一致的。
And this value is consistent with the ultimate good concept in heaven.
那这种一致是通过什么得到的？
How is this intention obtained?
通过逻辑保证的，逻辑的思辨
through logical reasoning,
保证了我们每一个人的言行的步骤形而下的某种东西或者某种思辨性的东西跟那个唯一的那个理念相接近
ensure that each of our actions and thoughts are aligned with that unique principle
真理的那个至上的那个东西相接近
the truthis very close to the ultimate.
所以在这个世界上的合理性就得到了论述。
Therefore, the rationality of this world has been demonstrated.
就是你这个人做事情的合理性从哪里来
?Where does the rationality of a person come from?
你必须要有这样的一个梳理。
You must have a clear understanding of this.
你没有这个梳理
You don't have this organized.
你的合理性不能保证。
The reasonableness cannot be guaranteed.
那你的灵魂就岌岌可危。
Then your soul is in danger.
也就是说，你未来能不能上天堂
？In other words, can you go to heaven in the future?
还是下地狱
？Go to hell.
就受到这样的一个制裁。
They will be subject to such a sanction.
所以整个西方人的精神内在
Therefore, the entire Western spirit is inward.
它是这个样的一个内在形式
It's a form of inner expression.
而与我们的文化当中
And in our culture,
我们的文化追求空性
Our culture pursues emptiness.
我们要活着跟万事万物一样的一种漠然的状态
We want to be in a state of indifference to everything, just like everything else.
也就是说
That is to say,
根本叫没有心，没有一点点心事的状态。
It's not just about not having any worries or concerns, but about not having any feelings or emotions at all.
一定要追求那种最终的那种
Must pursue the ultimate pursuit.
空性，空性到跟万物一样的寂静
Radical emptiness extending to all things.
那么这样的一个人的内部世界被完全自我掏空了以后
So, after a person has completely emptied their inner world,
尽管没有了苦恼
even without suffering,
但是你也就没有了这个现实的价值和知识
but you also lack the real world value and knowledge.
所以我们这一个对现实世界当中
So, we have a situation in the real world,
我们的存在行为和我们的思想并不进行严肃思辨的一个国家。
Our existence and our thoughts do not engage in serious reflection.
所以我们对知识并不重视。
Therefore, we don't value knowledge.
如果这样去讨论这个问题
If we discuss this issue like this,
我们就看到我们孩子会厌学的一个主要原因。
We can see that one of the main reasons why our children are reluctant to learn is
因为我们精神没有通路
because we have no way to communicate with our spirits.
我们一个无神论的世界当中
In a world without God,
我们不追求精神的价值
We don't pursue spiritual value.
因为你很难保证我们精神的价值有价值。
Because it is difficult to guarantee that our spiritual values have value.
我们做得好做得坏有什么价值呢
?What is the value of doing good and doing bad?
合理性在哪里呢
?Where is the reasonableness?
那么如果是合理性
?So, if it's about reasonableness,
就是我在现实当中得到利益最大化。
That's about maximizing my interests in reality.
那么这样子就使得我们精神更加沉沦，功利化嘛。
So, this makes us more stable and rational.
那么如果你追求合理性
So, if you are pursuing rationality,
你要始终想到天国当中那个绝对的精神。
You should always keep in mind the absolute spirit within heaven.
或者至善，你的所有的行为。
Or be the best of your kind.
必须跟那个至善联系起来。
Must be associated with that ultimate goodness.
而且必须通过思辨的方式给出我们的分析。
Furthermore, our analysis must be presented in a thoughtful manner.
能够让人心甘情愿地去做
something that makes people willingly do something
而且坚定不移地去做
and do it with determination
你会捍卫真理
will you defend the truth
捍卫精神
defend the spirit
你就活在这个市场
you live in this market
就有尊严
with dignity
有神论和无神论的差别不在于你相信不相信死后有没有灵魂。
The difference between theism and atheism is not whether you believe or don't believe in whether we have souls.
而是在于你能不能有一个可以通过思辨的方式。
But more importantly, it's about whether you can think critically.
讲这个世界的万事万物
All things in this world
人们的行为行动和这个世界的至善
People's actions and behavior and the goodness of the world
绝对的那个真理或者神的意志发生联系
The absolute truth for the will of God is connected
有神论的意义不在于相信生命不死
The significance of theism is to believe in the immortality of life.
而是在相信我们在这个世界上合理性从何而来。
And what about the rationality of our existence in this world?
我们的意义和价值是怎么被给定的？
Where do our meaning and value come from?
我们活在世上到底意义是什么？
What is the meaning of life?
全盘地给出了这个答案。
This answer was given in its entirety.